New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Hey, Stephen. How you doing? Ready to go for a hump day?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Yeah, excited to get into today's show. What about yourself?
Yeah, up and about. Up and about. I am here. I'm ready.
Oh, that's all we could ask of you. What'd you get up to yesterday?
Yes, a lot of like running around deliveries, pickups and stuff for the shop yesterday. I went down to Swansea.
Yeah.
Right? And they must have been taking these big, I don't know, stretches of concrete bridge along the road. So the whole road was blocked off with these trucks.
Well, you stuck behind
them. It took ages. And I got past one by some miracle. I was like, oh, I've done this. I've cracked the code. And there was another one. It added like 20 minutes to the trip. They blocked off that big main double, like, each side of the road has two lanes. And they were blocking the whole thing.
Well, just an oversized vehicle.
Giant things. Absolutely giant. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
That's life. Just getting things built, I guess.
That's it. They got to do it at some point.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that it inconvenienced you.
Oh, it was a terrible stroke of luck. But that's life. What did you get up to yesterday?
A bit more relaxing. Went to the Wobbekal Nature Reserve.
Oh, nice.
And Siobhan did that, like, Redhead Lagoon Trail. And,
lovely.
Set up a little picnic, like chicken rolls. And
very nice.
So that was nice yesterday.
That was your lunch, was it?
Yeah, lunch yesterday.
That's nice.
And then after that, just dotted around for a bit. Did me quiz last night, of course.
Yeah.
We made pizzas. That was fun. A pretty relaxing afternoon, overall. So,
good stuff.
Yeah, get down to Barmello. It was really busy last night, so book. Got to book early.
Yeah, right. It's booked out, is it?
Well, people are trying to sit, like, around the corner and stuff where they can't really see, but they can hear because there's not enough seating in front of the
screens.
In front of the screens,
well, that's because you're there. Booking it out. Just everyone's coming to see you.
I think the staff are really nice. I think they put on a good night. So
right.
If you want to come, though, you've got to book early because people are coming.
Missing out.
Last minute thinking they can just stroll in.
Wrong.
You can't. Yeah, incorrect.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, very good. Hey, Jess, how are you?
Morning. I'm good. I'm good.
Good day yesterday?
I think so. I was trying to remember what I did.
Anything in Thornton happen overnight?
So.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, right. Nothing exciting.
How can you think so? How could you not know if it was a good day or not?
I was trying to remember what I did. I didn't do much.
Absolutely zero right there by the sounds of it. All right. Well, glad we went into Thornton chat. It was thrilling. Of course, we'll do a local news chat, which will be heaps better up next as you wake up with the Novos New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, there's an update on the Jack White and Tyson Gamble bite gate, I suppose, from the weekend.
There is. So Jack White faced the judiciary last night. Of course, we're talking about the incident from Sunday afternoon's game where in the 48th minute, it quite obviously looked like Jack White bit Tyson Gamble. Last night, the panel members of the judiciary were unanimous in their decision to find Jack White guilty. So he's been suspended for 3 matches, which means he's going to be unavailable for the end of season Pacific Championships, the opening round against the Seagulls in Las Vegas as well for next season. So sucks, but don't bite people.
He did the sucking first. That was the problem.
Literally. And Knights forward Adam Elliott, he entered a early guilty plea and he was fined $3,000 for a careless high tackle during that same game.
If Jack White needed some defence in his case, like a character reference or something like that, should have taken the audio from our interview with Jacob Saifidi yesterday. I don't know if you heard that, Jess, but basically Jacob Saifidi was saying all the boys in the locker room reckon that Tyson Gamble's just soft. They're giving him a hard time.
Yeah, they didn't. They've absolutely zero sympathy, there?
They're like, how's this bloke crying about a guy who's kind of gnawed down on his arm while having a mouth guard
on?
There's not even any piercing action in that. Anyway, Jacob Saifidi seemed to think it was pretty soft.
It's so true.
He's not the one being bit, though.
That's true.
And you know what? I think the guys who were making the decision, they couldn't ignore all the memes. That was the problem. There was just so many memes.
If I see one more hungry Jack, meme on my feed. That's him.
Or I'm Jack with shark teeth. That's it. I'm closing it down once and for all. Switching gears a little bit, a motorcycle rider caught doing an oopsie.
A bit of an oopsie. Decided to use the side of the road down Newcastle Link Road at Wall's End to get through traffic at 120 k's an hour. He overtook like nearly 70 cars. Police spotted him and tracked him down. The 33-year-old also had a learner rider license. And he was riding a, I don't know if you know your motorbikes, a BMW S1000RR, which is apparently
too powerful
for a learner driver to be on. I guess it's like a learner's allowed to drive V8s now?
No, I don't think so.
So, same
no
thing.
No turbos, no V8s.
Same thing.
Yeah, right. It's that sort of thing.
That sort of thing.
God, that puts a bee in my bonnet. Hey, I hate when people use lanes like that to overtake. Actually does my head in, so I'm glad he's been caught. And when you're sitting in traffic like that and someone does do an overtake in that manner, all you think about in your car is, God, I wish there was a cop around.
Literally.
This time there was. Get done in. Unlucky. No sympathy at all.
If only there was video so we could all watch it and relax. Anyway, that's something for another thing. Thanks, Jess. And, of course, a full news update at 5:30 as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is the Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, and this morning, Stephen, I felt like I was on the set of some sort of 90s horror movie or something.
Was that?
Getting into the car, the fog this morning.
Oh, it was so cold as well.
Thick, wasn't it?
Not a very nice day to get out the house and get into the car. I just, like, opened the door this morning, went, back inside I go.
And
I remembered I have to come here for the show.
Oh, yeah, for work. Yeah, to get money and stuff like that.
Unfortunate.
Sometimes your instinct is leading you down a path that isn't right, is it?
It is. Honestly, it's hard, though. You can't see very far out in front of you, especially here, like in Sandgate. That's where I noticed it was the worst on my commute to work. My commute to work. I couldn't even
where
see
are you
around
commuting
here.
Commuting to?
All right, too early for that. That'll do.
All right, that'll do. New FM.
And great, well, exciting news this morning because in the early hours, the new iPhone has been launched.
Ooh.
iPhone 15. So
there'll be some nerds lining up in front of shops somewhere.
Oh, camping out with their tents and Anyway, of course, the new phone, for those who are planning on camping out, the new phone and the new Apple Watch, expected to be available from September 22, so
okay,
late next week.
Sure.
Now, the things that people ask when a new iPhone comes out, first of all, price point.
Yeah, this is usually now about $12,000.
Yeah, close. Anyway, the Pro phones retail at the moment, supposedly they recommend a retail price from $1,800 as the cheapest model.
The cheapest.
To $2,800. I mean, some of the experts, including Forbes, are expecting that recommended retail price to rise even before they come out.
See,
so they could top out at more than $3,000 for a phone.
What? When did it become all right for a phone to be $3,000?
Yeah, unbelievable.
That people have lost their minds.
I don't trust myself with that. I'm likely to break it or drop it or, you know, go swimming with it or something. I put it through the wash. I don't trust myself with a $3,000 phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyone who pays that, you don't understand what you're doing with your life.
Well, I don't know. You get all the glitz and glam with $3,000, of course. Because the other question, besides price point, is people ask, what are the new features?
Yeah.
So the big selling point this year is they've basically enhanced their hands-free technology, I suppose.
What? Like, you got Bluetooth now,
no,
do you?
No. More like you can do more without unlocking or even touching your phone. So it integrates better with your Apple Watch and, you know, you can, like, it's basically your voice control and you can use, like, signals and hand gestures and stuff to do everyday tasks on your phone.
Here's the thing, right? And this is it. When you see someone in the street with a phone, you cannot tell what model that is.
No.
Or what brand half the time.
No.
I was talking to you about this yesterday, a little while ago when they had the big Samsung versus Apple around the iPads and the Galaxy tablets, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They had this big court battle and the Samsung lawyers were put on the stand like, you guys, you've been, you know, copying Apple, and you know they're exactly the same. And then this is the Samsung lawyer's like, no, no, ours are totally different. Look at this feature, and he held up the iPad by mistake.
Because
they're so similar.
It is same though, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, just different smell.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like there hasn't really been many new innovations in like 5 to 10 years, has there?
No.
They've been so similar. You can have an iPhone from 3 models back, and 99% of people couldn't tell you the difference.
Oh, it'd be more than usable. That's fine.
Yeah.
One of the big things, though, for Apple fans out there is you're going to have to get rid of your lightning cables. So the Apple-exclusive lightning cables, they're gone, now replaced with USB-C cable, confirmed for the new iPhone. So starting from the iPhone 15, moving all the way through.
Through to the end.
They're going
to
have USB-C, which is the same charger as Samsung, Oppo, you know, or Google, all the other brands.
Even more similar. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Well, to be fair, this isn't, I don't think, necessarily Apple's choice. Their hand's kind of been forced by the EU. They basically made it legislation that we're going to have to try and have all our devices
sold in Europe, probably.
Well charged, but in Europe, but charged by the same cord. This isn't an attempt to try and get rid of waste and make sure people can buy one cord and charge all their devices instead of having 50 cords lying around in that top drawer, the junk drawer in your bedside
now
table.
Now become the cord drawer, which is ridiculous. Oh, well, tough luck, Apple, is what I'll say. And Apple fans would be furious because they love how exclusive their cables are.
And imagine having to spend $3,000 for a phone. Then you got to go to JB Hi-Fi and spend another $15 on a cable. You'd be blowing up.
Well, you're not
you?
Getting one for free from Apple, that's for sure. You're waking up with the Novos. New FM.
1, 2, 3.
New FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a kind.
Yep, Grevo, time to cure your midweek blues if you don't mind. It is 3 of a kind, basically what we do here. So we need two Nova Castrians on the line, 4967-4105. They battle it out in a game of wit and intelligence and speed as well.
That's right.
To figure out who is the superior 3 of a kinder.
That's it.
If
now,
you win, plenty of free stuff.
The prize today, you're getting yourself a double pass for Event Cinema's Gold Class at Katara. You can see any movie you want. Relax and unwind and indulge in the luxury of Gold Class in Event Cinema's Katara.
Any movie you want, Gold Class.
Take your pick.
You want to get your hands on these tickets. 4967-4105, of course, the magic number to call up. Of course, we will get two Nova Castrians to battle it out.
That's right. Now, if you haven't heard what 3 of a kind is, we give you 3 things. You've got to figure out what the theme is between those 3 things. Your name is your buzzer, that sort of stuff. First of 2, best of 3. That's the scoring.
Yeah.
Quick example I'll give you.
Okay.
If you're ready.
All right, I am ready.
Okay, here we go. Cornetto, drumstick, splice.
Steven.
Yeah.
Ice creams.
Simple as that. See, if you could figure that out, you can play 3 of a kind.
We go to Shortland first, where we say g'day to Jude. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thanks. You sound chipper for your hump day. What are you up to?
Sorry?
What are you up to this morning?
I'm driving for work. I'm delivering express post to the depot.
Oh, there you go. On the road all day then. Make sure you drive carefully and fingers crossed you can win 3 of a kind this morning. Up against you, we go to Mayfield where we say good morning to Jack. How's things, Jack?
Oh, good morning. Things are amazing. I've just finished work.
No.
Finished work? Working overnight, were you?
Yeah, support work.
Oh, very good. Mate. Well, good stuff.
We won't keep you up too late, of course, but what we are going to do here is try and give one of you two a double pass to Gold Class Event Cinema's Katara. Before we get into the game, let's test everyone's buzzers first, though, of course. Your name is your buzzer. Jude, you go first.
June.
Lovely. And Jack?
Jack.
All right.
Strong. Strong start.
Nice and quick. All right.
Here
Best of luck to both our contestants. Like Grevo said, first 2, best of 3. Your first one is Basmati Brown Jasmine.
Jack.
Jack Quiggis there.
Rice.
Rice is correct.
Bang.
Well done. One on the board to yourself.
Early lead to Jack.
All right. Next one I've got for you. Skechers, Adidas, Reebok.
Jack.
Jack Quicker again there.
Joggers, shoes.
Yeah, joggers, shoes, correct.
That means, is Jack taking it?
He has.
Yeah, there he's gone.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Congratulations, mate. Off to the cinemas. Gold class, if you don't mind, an event. Katara, how good's that?
Fantastic. That's amazing.
There we go. See, winners are grinners on our show. If you want to win prizes, just get involved with Three of a Kind. You see how easy that was?
Well, that's it. It happens same time, same place, Monday through Friday, so you don't want to miss it.
In UFM. And we move to Portugal for this next story.
Ooh la la.
About 140. Sort of 190 kilometres north of Lisbon, to this little town called, I think it's called, I'm probably butchering the pronunciation here, Lavira.
Lavira, that sounds pretty flashy.
Exotic.
Wouldn't mind being there right now.
It's a wine-producing area, okay, as a lot of parts of Portugal are. However, they've had a bit of an issue because one of their big wine storage tanks has collapsed basically over the weekend on Sunday afternoon, sending a torrent of wine down the streets of this town. Now, you think
torrent's a strong word.
Well, it's 2.2 million litres.
Wow.
Of red wine.
From one container? It's holding 2.2 million litres?
No, so one tank collapsed, and then the force of that one collapsing destroyed another major tank, and all of the wine from both tanks flew out into the streets, and it was this distillery that was holding the wine, and that was, like, high up in the town, on a mountainous town, so it's flown down through the streets of this town, and the footage of this is extraordinary. Wine, red wine just absolutely flowing through town. Of course, I would have been there with my buckets, cups, anything to fill up any receptacle.
Oh, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I didn't see anyone doing that, though, which seemed like a big waste to me.
Now, I've just had a quick Google. Mm. Just Googled Portugal wine and seen these videos pop up. And honestly, you could do like that one descent on it or something like that.
Yeah.
You get a canoe down there. It looks like rapids flowing down a river.
It's just, yeah, I mean, this is a huge issue. Well, in Europe at the moment, they have this wine glut. We've talked about this
on the
show.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
This part of the problem is they're storing too much. They're storing, all the tanks are full to the brim, you know. It's like one of those things where, like it says, do not fill above this line. And they're like, just put it in there. What's the worst could happen? Well, this is the worst that could happen. Do not fill above the line. Because otherwise, you're going to end up with a river of wine running through your town, which at first seems great, but, you know, it doesn't last long.
No, and you're
then
right.
Then you're just cleaning up dirty red streets all over the place.
You're right, though. In none of these videos, no one's taking advantage of this.
No.
You would be out there with all your bottles and all your cups and everything, wouldn't you? And
yeah.
Thinking, let's get this for free, because it'd be good wine in Portugal as well.
Oh, absolutely.
You wouldn't be getting a cheap bottle from Dan's.
No.
It'd be flashy wine.
It's not your cooler bar box, is it?
No, it looks like red Shiraz just from the river, I think.
Surely not. Anyway, yeah, like I said, unlucky to this town and to that place, because what a waste of good stuff.
Yeah. And what an inconvenience for all involved.
Oh, indeed. UFM.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. On Crevo, we are like a week and a half away from school holidays.
Oh, my God.
Ready.
It's so quick. So quick.
The school term has flown by, and if you're listening thinking, oh, my God, is it that time already?
Mm.
You haven't got much planned for the school holidays. We've got you sorted, because every day we're giving away these family passes to Jurassic World, the exhibition, of course, which roars into Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park, from September 22. So you want to go to this exhibition. Basically, you walk through the big, I guess, the famous Jurassic World doors, like
that's
you get
right
from the movies,
mm-hmm,
and you walk in and there's all these, like, animatronic dinosaurs, you know, they roar at you, they move their necks, they open their mouths, show their teeth. Oh.
If you haven't worked it out yet, Stephen is very excited about this.
I actually love dinosaurs so much. I was saying to you, Crevo, that my partner, Siobhan, took me on a date to something similar not too long ago.
Oh, that's so cute and romantic.
I just love dinosaurs. I love the Jurassic Park and the Jurassic World movies. I love, I don't know.
Everything about it.
I feel like this is such an exciting day out. And, of course, family passes gets the whole family sorted for this school holiday. So, like we said, we're giving them away. Basically, family passes. A day is up for grabs. All you got to do is get involved in the show.
That's it. Simple as that, as you're waking up with a Novo's. Asking the question, what drink has been ruined for you? Now, what I mean by this is I was chatting to an old mate from years ago, and we were just having a, you know, what are you up to in life sort of chat on the phone. I said, oh, you know, what you do on the weekend? He goes, oh, went had a good night on the, you know, the pub with the boys on Saturday night.
Oh, that's
like,
good.
Oh, a couple of cheeky rum and cokes. And Jenny goes, not rum. I was like, what do you mean not rum? He goes, can't do rum anymore.
Wow. You went, no,
what's
not
going
you.
On?
You used to demolish the rum.
The rum.
He
goes, had a really big night a few years back and on the rums, and rum is now, it's a no.
It's a no-go,
he said it was crook for days afterwards. Like, the next whole next Sunday, so crook. Rum is never again. And this shocked me because, like you said before, he used to love a rum and coke. That was his go-to. Okay. That's what I said. Like, oh, a couple of rum and cokes.
Yeah.
And it got me sort of thinking, like, well, I remember a night when I was younger that's, you know, ruined a drink as well. And that is the ouzo, which is this, like, sort of, I think it's like a Greek liqueur sort of thing.
Oh, right, okay.
A friend had
Do you mix it or...?
It's shots.
Oh,
right?
That never helps.
No, and I think it was uni days. Someone had gotten a bottle.
Yeah.
And, oh, who wants some? I was like, yeah, what's this exotic drink I've never had before? I'll try that. Oh, this is quite good. And we just went through the bottle. And
so you had one night on it. One night.
I think the bottle had a leak in it. And
hole in the bottom.
Suddenly it was all empty, you know, that sort of stuff.
I hate when that happens.
The next day, I was so sick. I can never even smell that stuff anymore. If someone brings it out, it's an absolute no from me.
Just sends trauma through your brain, doesn't it? Yeah, I feel
that.
To
this day, it was so long ago, but cannot even go near that stuff.
I reckon personally, I've got two.
Okay.
I can't do tequila. I had too many shots of tequila one night.
Right.
Now, like, even mixed anything, can't have a G&T, can't even look at tequila. Oof. Like, it makes me feel so gross. The other one, which was from, my teenage years, you know, like 18, 19, when you really haven't got any money. Little Fat Lamb. Did you ever have Little Fat Lamb?
I've seen it, but I've never tried it.
It used to get sold in this, like, 2-litre plastic bottle. Like it was Coke or something like that.
Yeah.
You used to be able to buy it. I'm not sure what it is these days, but from Dan Murphy's, you used to be able to get it for $8, and it was 8 standard drinks.
That's about as cheap as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, obviously, when you're real skint, you don't have a job, you've just finished school, that's your go-to. I just had a bit too much Little Fat Lamb one night. Can't even smell the stuff anymore. Disgusting.
This is the sort of area we're asking here. What drink has been ruined for you by that one night? Or perhaps it was a couple, you know, over the journey. You just can't even smell it, can't go near it anymore. What's the story behind that? 4967-4105. And, of course, we've got up for grabs the family pass at Jurassic World, the exhibition, which is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, school holidays on the way. Get it sorted for the kids. Even for the adults, I'm actually so excited for this exhibition. So if you want to go check out the animatronic dinosaurs, of course, 4967-4105.
Let's start with Robbie in Charlestown. What drink got ruined for you?
Well, I drove the porcelain bus for about an hour after I had bourbon.
Too much bourbon. And
so 40 years, I haven't touched it.
Wow, 40. I haven't even been tempted to go back?
I can't stand the smell.
Yeah, right. Even to this day, 40 years. That is quite extraordinary.
Must be some kind of night.
Big night. Next to Ella Long, Emma, what drink has been ruined for you?
Orange juice.
Orange juice? What happened there?
I went to an engagement party on a Saturday night, and they had, you know, one of those dispensers that was pretty on the table. It was filled with vodka and orange juice. I had one glass and it tasted disgusting, but after the one glass, I was so drunk that...
It tastes better.
I drank the whole thing pretty much to myself.
The whole dispenser?
Yeah, and I ended up having to call in sick the Monday and Tuesday because I was so, it was so bad. And when I finally spoke to the girl and said to her, like, what was in that, she said it was a really hot summer, so it was in the late 30s, 40 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And she said she made it on the Friday and left it out on the outside.
I've been sitting there.
And so it was, like, fermented, and I drank nearly the whole thing. I nearly died. I thought I was going to die.
Wow. 2 days off work, too. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was. And now I even tried probably about a year ago. This was about 7 years ago. But I tried about a year ago to have some orange juice, and I nearly threw up. I can't even.
But vodka's all good?
Yeah. I couldn't taste the vodka.
Vodka wasn't the problem.
It was the fermented orange juice.
It was all the fault of the orange
juice.
Yeah,
that old chestnut, you reckon, eh? That real convenient. Nah, boss, I'm not hungover from the wedding. Food poisoning. There was some rubbish chicken in the hide about or something.
What an absolute disaster. Oh, well, a few drinks out there ruined for a few people. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And maybe not new news, but new to me, Crevo, because obviously Knight's fever is palpable right across the Hunter at the moment.
I'm feeling hot and sweaty just talking about it.
10 in a row, and of course they've got their do or die clash, week two of the finals, Saturday in New Zealand against the Warriors. But closer to home, supposedly a development application has been lodged with the City of Newcastle for the screens at McDonald Jones Stadium to be larger.
I thought they only just increased the size.
I don't know what to tell you. Apparently, this development application is suggesting that the northern end of the ground, the screen will almost double in size from 98 square metres to 160 square metres, whereas the southern screen will go from 38 square metres, so the smaller screen, to 160 as well.
See, I'm going to put
two screens, 160 square metres either side. How good would that be?
It's getting too big.
Nah, what do you mean it's getting too big?
At some point, it'll be bigger than the actual field. And what happens then? There's no room for the field and the players anymore. It's all screen.
No, because the thing is, a lot of the time, you sacrifice the visibility of watching the game for atmosphere when you go live to McDonald Jones Stadium, right? Yeah. You obviously get a better view from your lounge room with your telly because you see everything there in high definition with the cameras. Whereas, like, if you're in one corner, it's hard to see what's happening on the other corner.
Sure.
But if you've got big screens, you can not only see what's happening on the other side of the ground, you also get the atmosphere of being at the ground. It's a win-win.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but yeah, I just don't want them to get too big. That's my only concern.
Cry more, Crevo.
It shouldn't be. At some point, it'll be so tall, it'll be a danger for low-flying aircraft. What happens then?
What, do you want like a little tablet on each side, do you?
That's a good idea, actually.
No, it's not. Bigger is always better, famously.
So it's how you use it, Stephen. That's what I say. New FM. Now, Stephen, the other night went out to get some Chinese on Derby Street.
Yeah.
So there's this one on there, Kai Fan, that we're on a bit of a kick with my wife, Emmy, and I at the moment.
Very good, is it?
Oh, it's a great pork dish there in like this veg thing. Anyway, it's excellent.
Okay.
This is a side point to the story because when we were walking along, we saw on the same side as Kai Fan, there's also what looks like a new Raja's Corner. Also on a corner. It's not open yet. It's just like the shop front's all there, signage is up.
This is on Beaumont, is it?
No, this is on Derby.
Oh, in town. Yeah, yeah.
What's weird about it is it's right across the road from Derby Raj.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't, and maybe I was like foolish to think this, but I always thought that Raj's Corner and Derby Raj were the same company.
Yeah, like a little spin-off. I assume the same.
You know, oh, which one are you going to? I would be, oh, which branch, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
but then it's Derby Raj still up and running. But then across the road is this flashy new Raj's Corner, also on a corner as well, might I add.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, perhaps, are these not the same thing? Now, I'm not the first person to think of this because I Googled it. There's a big Reddit thread on Newcastle Reddit talking about this whole situation.
There is big discourse on it at the moment. And basically, it seems that the only thing that is clear is that no one is clear.
Nobody knows. The comments are split right down the middle. I'm going to read a few just to give you a flavour of the discourse, if you will. Okay. first person says, yep, same owners, right?
Okay, so that's what you and I initially thought.
And then it's the next comment is they actually had a sign explicitly saying they weren't. Next comment. They even the font is on both signs are exactly the same. Surely they're the same people.
Well, that's why you'd assume they look the same, the signage. You're right. That's why you think it's just a branch of the original Raj's Corner.
That's what I thought. Then the next one. I'm pretty sure they were brothers who started off together.
You know what? Funny you say that. Mm. I read a feature piece about Raj's Corner.
Yeah.
And this is back in like 2017 or something.
Because we've been digging into this.
They expanded to... This article said they expanded to Darby Raj. But that was like 6 years ago. So maybe that would play into that theory that maybe they were initially same to begin with.
Yeah,
but now
right.
It's been bought out or different owners or something like that.
Well, if they were, if you read into that comment, that they initially were brothers.
Yeah.
But that means that if you believe, that sentence structure, that now they're not, or now they're competitors, or somebody bought Derby and Raj's Corner is its own thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing is very confusing, especially if a Raj's Corner is opening opposite Derby Raj. That is a scandal, right?
Well, the initial thought process, I guess, and we'll have to see if it opens and starts... operating. Because I think a lot of people, yourself included, thought, they're just going to move to a bigger space.
That's what I thought.
Move across the road to a bigger space.
And also to a corner. Because
that makes sense.
Derby Raj on a straight, that doesn't make sense for the branding. So when a corner opens up, very convenient,
yeah.
Right? That's what I thought. Oh, they've found a corner. They've been looking for years along Derby Street.
Now, we are going to have to do some investigative journalism into this, I reckon, and try and get down to the source. I tried yesterday. It's not like I haven't done me due diligence. Is that the word?
Yeah. Due diligence?
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I sent them an email and tried to call 3 times Raj's Corner. No response. But what I can tell you is on their website, under they've got a little section for all their different stores.
Sure.
Derby Raj is not listed there.
Really?
Not listed there.
Okay, here's another question. Is the one... I think the newest one is the Charlestown one.
On the website.
So the newest one is on there.
I checked that, yeah. The Charlestown one is on there. That's the little drive-in one. That's only a couple of years old or whatever.
Yeah.
Not even, maybe
a year.
Well, that's on there, but the Derby Raj is not on their website, not listed as a store.
You can't order
from there. You can't order from Derby Raj on their website. You can order from the other franchises.
That doesn't tell the full story, though, because you might go, it's not part of it. But maybe they took it off in anticipation of the new one coming.
Yeah.
None of this is this is all up in the air at this point. Nobody knows.
If you've got an inside scoop, get in touch with us 24/7, around the clock, at the Novos _ on Instagram.
We are watching and monitoring those messages at all times, trying to solve this.
I'm going to do some more homework as well. I'm going to try and get in contact again today, even though I tried and failed yesterday. I'm going to keep pestering them. And fingers crossed we can get to the bottom of this. Because if they are different, that is mind-blowing.
That is a spicy, spicy story if
they
are. New FM.
We've talked about it the last couple of weeks. I'm smiling ear to ear because we get to say it again. The Knights are flying. Football in such a purple patch right across the Hunter. And, of course, the ladies on the weekend made it 6 in a row, 7 from the last 8. Now, top of the table.
High do you want to go?
Oh, we can't go any higher than first. And one of their stars joins us, as she does every Wednesday, Liv Higgins. How are you, Liv?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Very well,
fantastic.
Thanks. Obviously, top of the table. Let's talk about the weekend's game against the Roosters. A resounding win. You are now top of the table. How good's that?
Yeah, it's good. It was a good game. It was nice to get the win against the Roosters, and sitting at the top. But we've still got to play tomorrow night, so we need to hold on to that spot and win against the Tigers.
Yeah, well, you speak about a game tomorrow night, Thursday night in Sydney as well. I mean, a lot of people maybe are not aware that you guys all hold down full-time jobs and stuff like that. How does a Thursday night game affect your week? How does it look travel-wise? How's it all kind of play out?
Yeah, so a lot of the girls actually have to take, I did leave without pay, and we go today. We leave at 11 o'clock or 11:30 today, and then we head down to Sydney. And then we have a bit of a long day tomorrow because our game's not until 7:45. So we spend the day down there and, play tomorrow night and then come home on after the game. But we probably won't get to Newcastle until about, I don't know, midnight or so. So yeah, a lot of us took the Friday off as well, yeah.
Wow, that becomes a grueling schedule. When you do get to top of the table, though, do they go, look, have the training off. You guys are doing too well, if anything. Is there any of that sort of chat going on?
This week, not normally, but this week's been pretty good because it's only a 5-day turnaround. So we've focused a lot on recovery. It's been really good and a very light week.
Yeah, so how is the conversations, I guess I'm just curious, with work? Like, are they fairly all right? It'd be such a hard conversation being like, look, I've actually got to take time off because, unfortunately, I've got to go play. Like, are they pretty understanding?
Yeah, my work in particular, I'm at Newcastle High and they're unreal. They let me take off what I need and they're really supportive of all of the footy stuff. So, yeah, they're good. It does get a little bit hard sometimes when we have to take time off if we have away games like last year, but this year we haven't had too many away games, so it's been a lot easier.
Yeah, at least that's good. Now we're glad you got an understanding employer too.
Yeah, that's obviously definitely great. Now we look back to last week as well, because I want to talk about, I guess, while you guys have been flying this season, maybe the only, I guess, blemish on your resume is that you've been leaking tries in patches through some games, but to only concede one against the league leaders in terms of, you know, points for this season in the Roosters. What changed this week, you think, that you identified and went, you know, flicked the switch defensively? We just
fix that, yeah.
I think it was probably just our focus at training on defence. We knew that we were leaking points throughout games and having off patches and not playing for the full 70. But I think last week, against the Roosters, we just did not want them to score.
Yep.
I think we just wanted it a little bit more and we're more aggressive and we were there for each other. And I think that definitely, it was something we'd been trying to do more of. So it felt good to hold them to only that 4 points.
Yeah, no, obviously you could see how much it meant to the team in terms of your celebrations after. The videos were rolling over the socials of you singing the song. I want a bit of an insight into the sheds, because I saw a couple of the girls were hitting eskies with, you know, their boots, really getting into it. Is that hype role? Is that designated? Does it change every week? Are there certain girls who are like, nah, this is me, I'm in charge of the song?
Caitlin Johnson, always in charge of the song. She's always on the SG and she does the call into it.
No, I love that.
Yeah, there's a few, but look, we just love winning, particularly at home. Like, it's just, the feeling never really changes, regardless of who you play.
Yeah, well, we love you winning, and fingers crossed again, you win this week, or tomorrow night, of course, against the Tigers. Best of luck. Obviously, you girls are flying, and try and keep on top of the ladder, because
Newey's behind you.
Yeah, all of Newcastle behind you, girls.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll catch you next week. Wow, what an absolute superstar, and a pleasure, as always, to have on the show.
And tomorrow night,
like
you said, they're against the Tigers. It'll be on telly. 7:45, I think, the game starts. Make sure you don't miss it, because footy in a real purple patch right across the Hunter.
New FM.
And now for the weather from New FM's weather whiz kid, Audrey.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's weather whiz kid.
Good morning. My name is Audrey Milton. I'm 11 years old and 5-6M at Belmont Public School. I'm today's weather whiz kid. Today's weather forecast is sunny with tops of 24 degrees. Right now on Raymond Terrace, it's 7 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Whoa, wow. So good.
Unbelievable. Are you pretty good at... Are you a good public speaker at school, Audrey?
Yes, I love public speaking.
You can tell straight away. As soon as the mics are on, sometimes people have got to, like, work the nerves away a little bit.
Bit of hesitancy. Not
at
you.
All. Nice and loud, confident as well. Of course, though, mine and Craver's opinion. Really doesn't matter. We need to get a score
worth nothing.
From our resident newsreader, of course, Jess from the newsroom. Now, Jess, if we can get you in, I think Audrey smashed it today. What are you thinking? What's your score?
I agree, Audrey. Absolutely, you smashed it. You can tell you love public speaking. I reckon a 10 out of 10. I mean, can you get much better?
Oh, my God. I'm not sure if we've actually had... I'm going to play this because...
Woo!
I think is that our first
That's
10
our
of the year?
That's our first ever 10 I out of 10. So. Congratulations, Audrey. That's unreal. And, I mean, Jess, you can hear that she's a little bit nervous for her job now. She's they're coming in confident younger and younger, Jess, and you're only getting older and older, unfortunately.
Oh, thanks.
That's all you're right, welcome. No stress. You're still doing a good job. We'll keep you around for now, just until Audrey's, you know, allowed to work.
What's the youngest you can work again? 14, 9 months?
Something like that.
Yeah, so you've got until Audrey turns 14, 9 months, and then you're in all kinds of trouble. No, of course. You've smashed it. Well done, Audrey. You've scored yourself your own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, Jump Climb Party and Play. Unlimited play time, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book at kidsworldplay.com.au or, of course, do it through the Weather Whiz Kid. You can book at newfm.com.au. The win tab there and
Very
get yourself
simple,
involved
right?
in studio just like Audrey's done. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And, yeah, if you want to be the next Weather Whiz Kid, register now as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And, Stephen, yesterday you shocked me to my core.
I don't know how I've shocked you to your core.
I'm just going to play this straight up because this is the... You've done something wrong.
Go on then. Explain to the people of Newcastle and then I'll defend my case.
Okay. So we're just having a chat after the show, as we do, about our lives, what we're up to, what we're doing the Savo. You're like, oh, I'm going to do my shopping. And you're a bandit for a yellow sticker. You love a discount, a bargain. All good, right?
Correct, yeah. So I was on the Woolies website looking through the half price section.
Yeah, there's a little like virtual catalogue where the pages turn on the screen.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, look at this. Splits a half price. I was like, you mean Splice, right? You're like, no, the Buller Splits, they're the best. I was like, have you even tried the Splice? And you said, why bother when you got a split? And I was like, oh, you do not understand ice cream. The street Splice is much better than the Buller Splits.
I don't think you understand ice cream, Grimo. That's my problem with this, because the Splits is the far superior of the two. So for those who are maybe unfamiliar or need to have your memory jogged, basically it's like an icy pole exterior with an ice cream interior. You get the best of both worlds. It's an ice cream on a stick, which is surrounded by like an ice lolly.
That's right, yeah. So it's sort of like, yeah, icy pole on the outside, creamy ice cream on the inside.
Now, it's funny you say creamy ice cream because creamy ice cream, I think, where the Buller Splits goes over the Splice, I think the ice cream is creamier. It's nicer in a Buller Splits.
So you do admit to have tried a Splice.
I have tried a Splice, like one time.
Oh, no. This is where we disagree, because you're saying the Buller Splits is far superior. And how can you not like the OG pine lime flavour that the Splice is?
Well, is there any other flavours of Splice other than the pine lime?
So, there used to be mango for a while.
Used to be.
But then they realised pine lime is the ultimate flavour, so why make anything else?
Because you can buy variety packs of splits to keep everyone happy. You can get like half a dozen flavours.
See, this is what happens, right, when companies, they throw all this money at research and development. Oh, let's have heaps of different flavours. We'll just see what sticks. We'll throw everything in the wall, see what sticks.
No, no, no.
Whereas Splice, streets with Splice, I mean, focusing and fine-tuning the perfect pine lime flavour. You know what was released in 1962?
Doesn't bother me.
You don't care about history.
Food was rubbish in 1962. They hadn't even invented pepper yet. You know, there was no spices
well,
in 1962.
That's blatantly a lie.
No, I mean,
pepper's been around for ages.
Cooking was nowhere near as nice. Food was nowhere near as nice in the 60s as it is now. You have to agree with that.
As a general statement, yes, but the Splice being so good has survived to this day because it is the superior ice cream.
I don't think that's true at all, but of course, we are going to let the people of Newcastle decide. It's going to be a long, hot summer, and I feel like...
Ice cream's on the mind.
Ice cream's is certainly going to play a big part of my summer. I'm sure many other people will be the same.
Cream on.
So, 4967 4105, when you're in the freezer section at the shops, what are you grabbing? Are you grabbing the splits or are you grabbing the splice? The ultimate Australian debate, I guess.
It certainly is. Now, of course, just for getting involved and having your say in this democracy, up for grabs today, we've got a family pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition. It roars into Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park from September 22. You can book your own tickets if you don't win these. JurassicWorldExhibition.com.au or win them with us up next.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I want to go see the animatronic dinosaurs. I want to go see them, like, you know, turn around and roar at you. I don't know. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Family pass.
Perfect for school holidays as well.
Exactly. Expensive activities. Don't worry about that. It's sorted with us. 4967 4105. Which is better? The splice, I reckon that's better, or the splits, Team Steven. To Morissette first, Tina, which is superior?
Absolutely, the splice.
Thank yes. you. Yeah, what are you saying yes for? I'm the one who's won that.
Did I say splits?
No, splice.
Oh.
If there's no splices in the supermarket, you got to get the old chocolate heart.
That's right. Chocolate heart. That's a famous alternative. Don't even bother with the splits because it's not worth it.
Unbelievable. I thought I had one on my side.
No, you did not.
I need to turn these headphones up.
Okay, let's go to Abba Glasson up next. Amanda, which is the superior, splice or splits?
Definitely the splits.
What?
And I've even started adding them to my weekly shopping list so I have a healthy stock for summer.
Yeah, there you go.
How many you got in your freezer right now?
I've got a couple of boxes and I'm picking up a couple more with my online shop this afternoon.
Oh, my God. Steven's coming around to your place. There's one point.
Yeah, there you go. We can share a splits together. Sounds like a lovely evening.
Okay, now, this is where it gets serious, Steven.
Okay.
Because we're at 1 point each here.
Okay.
And this is being decided once and for all, forever, never to be brought up again.
All right, well, lots of pressure. Anyone. Lots of pressure. On Carla from Head and Greeter, who has the all final vote. Carla, you need to tell us what superior is it, splits or splice?
You can't be an original, so I'm going for splice.
Yo, beauty! He's done it! Carla from Head and Greeter deciding the winning vote here. Stephen is all defeated on the other side. Look at him shaking his head, so upset. Carla, thank you for being part of the winning team. How are you feeling in this jovial moment?
I feel very proud and, you know, pumped up.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, you've done yourself proud, your family proud, and Head and Greeter proud, moreover. So well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, very welcome. So simple as that, decided once and for all, and we'll leave it there.
Unbelievable.
New FM.
Thanks to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas, and the urban pool. Welcome to the new FM, Sasa.
Oh, scooch over, Stephen. You don't have to sit right next to me.
Oh, but I do, Crevo, because Midweek Blues no more. You two could be joining Crevo and I in this $10,000 six-seat spa. Thanks to our friends at Just Spas Newcastle. Of course, we're trying to chuck as many Novocastrians in the draw to win. Get your hands on your very own luxury spa. How good that be? I mean, long hot summer, perfect excuse to plonk this in the backyard.
Oh, exactly. You have that there. You're the envy of all your neighbours. They're all looking over the fence. How do you get a spa? Won it with New FM.
Oh, yeah, and of course, these thanks once again to Just Spas Newcastle, Australia's leader in spas, swim spas, infrared saunas, and the urban pool. And if you want to go in the draw for this spa, 4967 4105 is the magic number to call. All you've got to do is identify the celebrity who we're going to plonk in next to you and I, Crevo.
Come on in. Yeah, here we go.
Even if you lose the game, what you have experienced is all this time invested in equipoise, that state between concentration and relaxation.
Now, I heard this go last night. Wasn't guessed correctly, though. Matty Morris has nights. He played this for the first time last night. No successful guesses. I think quite a distinct voice. And if you think the same, though, 4967 4105, the magic number to call. Yeah, let's head into town where we meet Michelle from Newey. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you going?
Yeah, very well.
Well, nice and warm at this point.
Yeah, Crevo and I stumbled up next to each other. What are your plans for today, Michelle?
Sorry?
What are your plans for today? Are you off to work or what's happening?
Yeah, I'm off to work.
Oh, the grind, right?
I know. Nearly Friday, though, so, you know, we're close.
That's... yep. That's one way of looking at it.
No, well, I love your half-full attitude. And fingers crossed, of course, come this summer, we can get you this $10,000 spa. You've got to be in it to win it, though. And to get you in the draw, we're going to play a bit of audio for you. And then, Michelle, you need to identify the star in New FM's Star Spa. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
All right, here we go. Fire away that audio.
Even if you lose the game, what you have experienced is all this time invested in equipoise, that state between concentration and relaxation.
All right, Michelle from Newcastle. Who is the star in New FM's Star Spa?
I believe it's Bryan Cranston.
All right. Bryan Cranston. Oh, unfortunately.
You are wrong.
Bugger, bugger, bugger.
Indeed. Plenty more chances to play right throughout the day, though, Michelle, so don't get disheartened.
No.
Now that this celebrity's been in the spa for a little while,
yeah.
I'm going to say, Scott, for your work day, can drop you a cheeky clue.
You're joking.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. So, of course, that'll be mixed in and around Newcastle's best music. So if you want to get that clue, plus, of course, get yourself in the draw for this $10,000 spa, thanks to Just Spas Newcastle. Make sure you keep New FM locked, loaded and loud, because it's the station with only local winners.
That's right, New FM.
What's the goss? New FM. Now, Scott, you've told us, you know, you've teased this story of a new job that plenty of people, of yourself included, will be going for. But before we talk about that...
Let's get to the real goss.
While we are speaking about jobs, you've landed yourself a new gig. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you
very
much.
Here's your chance. Tell us all about it.
Well, Tuesday nights at SJ Sydney Junction Hotel in Hamilton. Come and check out me doing trivia.
Get around it. Now, yes. If you've often thought, oh, I'd love to see the male model in person, and you love, like, you know, a tradie, because he's a chippy, as
I am.
You know, as well, this is your chance. He'll be out there doing, what sort of gear will you be wearing, modelling for the quiz night?
Well, last night I wore just normal chinos and Adidas t-shirt, and look, I was pretty happy with the fit.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
The fit went really well.
Listen to all that model chat.
Well, part of my trivia fashion night is compliments. I've got an ego to feed, so if you compliment me, there's a bonus point.
Oh, there you go.
Well, there's an exclusive
plenty
drop
of bonus points to be won at Scott's Trivia. Let's digress, though, and move to what's the goss, because there is an exciting new job opportunity, you teased?
Yes, look, it is over in the US, and it has been confirmed. It is real. It's 100% confirmed. A outlet called Gannett, it's a US media company, they are looking for a Taylor Swift journalist.
Oh, that is you,
that's
down
me
to
a T. And genuinely, the job is to literally do photo to video to capture the impact of Taylor Swift on her world in entertainment and business.
So when's your last day here?
Gents, today's it.
Got the job, congratulations.
Oh,
how
gents,
good is that?
It'd be good. It would be a dream come true, but I reckon there would be a lot of people going.
Got it.
Not yet.
So what's the application process? Website online is it or something?
You do have to go online, go through this US media company called Gannett. I'm sure there's a whole other thing getting in US employment. But yeah, the ad's been doing the rounds on X, formerly Twitter, and it's been confirmed. It's real. They want somebody to journal what Taylor Swift is up to see what her impact is doing and how the Eras Tour, when it goes internationally, is going to impact the world, and you're traveling with it. You're going international as a journo.
Now, obviously, that's very exciting. I want to ask you two blokes, but
sure.
What do you reckon? How do you reckon Taylor Swift feels about this? Is she honored or is she creeped out by this proposition?
Nah, she'd be involved, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah. Have you ever known anything about Taylor Swift that isn't perfectly manicured and, you know, organized? And
her dating life's famously been messy.
Even that's publicity.
But again, it all could just be smoke and mirrors. Like, it looks like it's an absolute shambles, but behind the scenes, it's all like the puppet master at work so that they see what you want them to see.
That's so true.
You reckon?
Stephen, on both of our shoulders are tied tiny strings attached to Taylor Swift's marionette controls. Yep. Everyone in the world and all of her stuff is all perfectly organized to appear spontaneous. Oh, what's fun.
Is that why you're not saying a bad word about her now?
Pretty much.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can't. My lips are sealed.
Right. Fascinating. There you go. I think I'd be creeped out. But anyway.
But still, like, you think you have, like, political journos and they just, what, hover around Parliament House all day? What's the difference? This person is going to hover around the Eras Tour.
That's it. Yeah. What's that?
Different.
I still think it's a good thing. In other news, briefly, gents are staying in the US. Jimmy Fallon is going through the mud at the moment. Cancel culture's coming for him for a toxic workplace environment. And even some writers and big celebrities, I'm talking Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, I think that's how you say her name. She's from Parks and Rec. They've come out talking about how they've been on the other end of Jimmy's rants and Jimmy's escapades. So it's not looking too good for Fallon.
Another talk show host in the mud.
That is all alleged, though. It's all allegations. Of should course. Clarify that.
Yeah, at this point. Thank you for that, Scott. You're waking up with the Novos, New FM.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Hey, Grebo, a bit of fun last night in Charlestown Castle. Pizza night.
Ooh.
So obviously you prep all your ingredients. You know, you put them in.
Roll out the dough and everything?
Nah, we bought like bases.
Oh, right.
Not quite that extreme, but yeah, you cut up all your ingredients in little containers, ready to build your pizzas.
Like you're running a little pizza shop.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun, isn't it? Yeah. But now that my partner Siobhan is here, pizza night's not really the same.
What's happened?
Because for me, pizza night used to be a free-for-all, a real chance to clear out leftovers in the fridge, right?
Okay, so what was some of the wildest toppings you put on?
Oh, nothing, you know, soup. It was more just the combination of stuff that went together.
No
soup. You know, it'd be like whatever was left over. Oh, this capsicum needs to get used. Sure, that can go on.
Right.
A couple olives sitting in there. Sure, that's got to go on. Oh, I've got a bit of shredded chicken. Everything would just go on. Right?
Yeah,
it just became a free-for-all. And fully loaded. You just put everything on there and just enjoy it. No longer. Now we've got to have these, you know, refined pizzas with like
are you against
delicate
that,
are you? Oh, that's all right, but you know, like last night we had one, it was Siobhan made one, eggplant ricotta and pine nuts or something like that.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it was all right, but you know, it doesn't get rid of the leftovers in the fridge. That's why I suggested pizza night. Heaps of veggies we need to get rid of. We had to go to the shops and buy an eggplant. What's the point of that?
Well, it's probably tastes delicious. You should be grateful that, you know, your partner Siobhan gets out and do good pizza.
Yeah, well, it was quite nice.
You'd probably be one of those people that orders like Supreme with everything.
What's
on the
wrong
menu
with Supreme?
There's heaps better pizzas, more refined.
Well, anyway, I just thought, while the pizzas were nice, I'm still going to find a way to get rid of these leftovers now. So I'm kicking the can down the road.
Bubble and squeak tomorrow.
That'll be it.
And Stephen, this study out saying that ladies especially sleep better when a dog is in the bed, like their pet dog.
Yeah, it must be like a comfort thing or something like that. But yeah, apparently they get a better night's sleep.
More rested.
When they've got that companion next to them, their furry friend.
Now, of course, this raises a big debate because some people are all for the doggy in the bed and some are against it, right? Some say the dog should be outside, you know, or out in the lounge room or elsewhere, not in the bed.
Oh, doggy in the backyard.
That's right. Well, some people say that. Doggy's outside. It's better. It's better outside. But, you know, this is the debate that we're having here. And 4967-4105 if you want to weigh in. But I think we should sort of go around the team here, if you will.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I can't really contribute much here because I don't own a dog myself. But
that's
I know you do.
Yeah.
And Jess from the newsroom does as well.
Yeah.
Now, Jess, without knowing the answer definitively, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say that the dog is sleeping in the bed with you.
The dog definitely sleeps in the bed.
Yeah, of course. You're too soft to kick Alfie off, aren't you?
But I didn't start it. Morgan started it.
Oh, your partner started it.
He's the big sook. Oh,
yeah,
he's
right.
He's going to sleep in the bed.
It's all cold, like in winter often, isn't it, that this sort of thing kicks in. And then you feel bad and then you don't want to kick them off and then they're used to it. And then they're just there when you get there, that sort of thing, isn't it?
And to clarify too, Alfred is not just on the bed. He is literally in
the bed,
under the covers, under the doona.
How often are you washing the sheets then? I mean, that's a completely different debate, I suppose.
That's a whole other debate.
Yeah, next
yeah, that's a whole different
come on.
Well, you've got a small dog as well, Creamer. Molly, a little whippet Molly.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so where does Molly sleep? Does Molly sleep on the bed?
We've recently fixed up the bedroom, right? Give him a lick of paint, that sort of thing. So we've actually got this, like, trunk thing, like a big chest mm-hmm. that we put next to the bed, at the end of the bed, and a little bed on top of that. That's the new place for Molly. Slept there last night.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay, but here's another thing.
In the past, though, she has snuck in.
Right, and I know a lot of people who have a dog bed that sits next to their bed or in the room. Does the dog sleep there, though? Absolutely not.
Last night she slept on it, though, very happy, okay. And I was very happy as well, because I prefer it like that, to be honest.
Well, from the very easy position of not having a dog, I'm going to say no way that they're on the bed. Aww. But that's so easy to say when you haven't got those puppy dog eyes looking at you.
Go
you know?
Please, Stephen, may
come
I jump
on,
in?
Let me in.
I am cold.
Don't leave me on the floor.
Oh, you're already convincing me. I feel like I'm already 4967405. Of course, we are asking, is the dog allowed on the bed at night? And of course, for sharing your thoughts on the show, Creevo, you can get yourself to Jurassic World Experience in Sydney.
That's right. It's a family pass to Jurassic World, the exhibition. Roars into Super Lunar Pavilion, Sydney Olympic Park from September 22. Book now at jurassicworldexhibition.com.au or win it with us.
Yes, so of course. 4967-4105, that magic number.
First ahead and greeter, Ashley, what are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely not, guys. I find it disgusting. I mean, let them in the house. Around your bed, but in your bed while you sleep? No, big no for me.
All right.
Yep, I agree, Ashley. One a bit of common sense. Just hygiene.
They're always licking and scratching, and it doesn't matter how clean they are. Those little buggers are going to dribble. They're going to, you know, from all ends, yuck. It's just yuck.
Yep, I agree. Gross, gross. We're not for it.
I've got a Sphinx cat. She's hairless. She's clean, and I don't even let her sleep in the bed. It's just not happening. No.
Okay. All right, there we go. One for Team Stephen at this point. All right, next to East Maitland. Mark, what are your thoughts on this?
Definitely not.
All right, another one to Team Stephen. What are you, any reason?
Yeah,
what
have you got a dog yourself?
I've got a Kelpie Cross Staffy.
Okay, yep.
So it's a medium-sized dog, but it's mostly the missus that doesn't let me do it.
Oh, so you would if you could, is what you're saying.
Maybe. She is pretty big and pretty rough.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, doggy can get rough in the bedroom for you, is what you're saying. Fair enough, fair enough. I hear what you're going on about there. To Talara next. Joan, what are your thoughts?
Mine's a yes.
Oh, yes. What dog do you have?
I have a Maltese Shih Tzu and a Chihuahua.
Oh, they're on the smaller side, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely not a big dog.
Yeah.
On the bed, but, yeah, the little ones, yeah, yeah, I'm fine with that.
And you're not worried about hygiene or anything? The cuddle factor overpowers that, does it?
No, because they're just like your own, they're just like a child to you, and you know, and the child. What about their hygiene compared to the dog? Like
yeah, but the child doesn't lose hair all over the bed.
Oh yeah, but they can do other things.
Yeah,
too.
It depends how stressed they are, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Child coming into middle age, maybe could happen. I don't even know where we are score-wise. I think only one a yes at this point. Mostly saying no.
Mostly saying no at this stage.
Okay, down the sunny coast to Chitaway Point, TJ. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely yes. I have three dogs and a cat. They only go outside to pee. I have a husband as well, and he sometimes has to sleep on the floor because he can't fit into a king-size bed because our three dogs and a cat are on the bed.
Oh, my
he
God.
He doesn't sleep on the floor, but that's got to be an exaggeration.
No, absolutely not. I woke up one day a while ago, and he was on the floor, and I said, why are you on the floor? And he said, because I couldn't fit in with the dogs.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Surely that's where you draw the line, Creevo.
Yes.
When the animals are overtaking the bed, when you don't get a spot anymore, that's...
He absolutely knows the dogs come before him, so that's how it is.
Has it always been that way?
Yeah, pretty much since we've got dogs, and they're big dogs too, so we upgraded from a queen to a king-size bed, but we need something even bigger because, retrievers, so...
Three retrievers on the bed is taking the piss.
TJ,
I'm sorry.
TJ absolutely loves it. I mean, that is crazy.
I'm shocked. I actually, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say to that. So I honestly, you can't help some people.
Yeah, one little whippet, it seems like nothing now, doesn't it?
Oh, well, that's it. I've go away. You know, Molly sleep wherever she wants now.
After that, crazy. You know what? That's us done for today. I think there was a tie in the end, so people are going to do whatever they want. This hasn't solved anything once again.
Unbelievable. I'm lost for words. Anyway, before we go, of course, a bit of housekeeping. We've got this Jurassic World exhibition, which is coming to Sydney for the school holidays. A family pass coming to one lucky Novocastrian, and I reckon it goes to Emma in Ellalong, who, of course, we did a segment earlier this morning about what drink has been ruined for you, and she can't drink orange juice now after it was mixed with a certain other beverage. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah, she was a couple of days off work from the illness that followed. That's us done for the day. Have a great one, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.